Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey folks, I'm sitting here today with Andy Jones, our resident guru on things Celebrate Recovery.
I like that.
Yeah.
Guru.
The director.
I prefer Celebrate Recovery czar.
Czar. All right. Good. He's Yoda, basically. This is our Yoda right here. I wanted to ask you some questions, kind of interview you a little bit as you've started out in leading Celebrate Recovery, working with our leaders, our team. I just wanted to ask you what you're learning and what's new for you as you lead through this whole Celebrate Recovery program.
Yeah, I've seen Celebrate Recovery, known of it, been aware of it for several years.
That's why you're the guru.
but leading the way with our leaders and volunteers that are, you know, part of the team.
Right.
I think learning honestly about me, because Celebrate Recovery has a pretty firm stance that when you're leading or helping, volunteering, that you are actively in recovery yourself.
Whoa. Hold on a second. You mean to tell me that in order for you to lead it, and have people leading with you, that you all, as leaders, have to be in recovery?
Yeah. And that was challenging, for a lot of people, including me. I won't just put it on other people. I kind of internally was freaking out, like, oh, man, I got to be honest about my own stuff.
Yeah.
Because I'm not supposed to have stuff.
Right.
I'm supposed to be the leader.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about that for a minute, because, you know, we come from a church background that has roots in holiness, which means you kind of have to have it all together.
It's like a lot of pressure.
You either do or you keep it all under wraps.
Yeah.
And we haven't been real good, at least in our history, at just owning up and having our junk out there.
Exactly. And I think that's why you typically see the crash. The public crash of well-known pastors, well-known spiritual leaders, especially from the holiness movement. Because they have to sweep things under the rug. They have to keep up the facade, keep up their appearances, and it doesn't ever allow you to deal with the stuff that's really going on.
Right. So have you had some dropouts? Have you had some people that didn't make it? Like, I can't do the recovery.
I think we had just shy of 50 in that initial, you know, it was an open invitation.
Right.
If you'd like to help out, like to be involved, maybe just shy of 50 people. We've probably cut that in half over the last 6 weeks.
Yeah. I asked somebody today, one of our guys, I said, hey, are you in recovery? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, for what? Awkward tension, you know.
Quiet.
And he kind of muttered. He said, well, for the eating one, overeating and lust. And I think there was one other one, too.
Yeah.
But that's hard. That's hard to own it, isn't it? Like to actually articulate. I mean, is that what you have to do? Do you have to identify?
Absolutely. It's part of the training. You know, I'm working on it. I've never been to a 12-step program officially. I mean, I've been around them, but I've never gone to one. And so, in Celebrate Recovery, you do say things like, hi, I'm Andy. And the group says, hi, Andy. You know, and you every time you talk with the group, you share, like, and I'm struggling with X, Y, and Z.
So it's not keeping it under wraps. It's actually putting it all out there.
Exactly. I think it's the toughest part about it. And yet, for the people that hung through of that original 50, we got down to about 25. For those 25, I think there's amazing freedom in just admitting, just having it out there.
Yeah.
At least with a small group of people, where you're at, what you're dealing
with. That's cool. I've heard you say something a few times. It almost seems like it's maybe, I don't know, your catchphrase. I don't know if you invented it or you stole it from Celebrate Recovery. It has something to do with decriminalizing. Can you tell me about that?
I don't know. I don't know where the phrase came from. I just like it.
Okay.
But we want to help people. We want to decriminalize being not okay. Like, it's okay to be not okay in Celebrate Recovery. So we want to decriminalize addictive behaviors. You're not a bad person because you struggle with a habit.
Right. Here, it's okay.
Yep.
It's all right. We don't expect you to be all together. And we're not apparently as leaders either.
This goes back to I remember a Sunday morning when a guy, this is before Celebrate Recovery, mm-hmm. and a guy was struggling and he was telling me, hey, I'm going to go to a 12-step thing. And I just said, I said that phrase, you know, yeah. we want Northwest Life, our church, to be a place where we decriminalize addictive behavior. And I just think it's really important that people sense that and are aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's real. It's not just something we say, it's something that we live out.
Right. Yeah. I think it's a huge concept and one that is really different from a lot of the background that I have in church, which is instead of putting up a front, instead of pretending like everything's okay, that we're saying we want an environment where it's okay to not be okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually where the healing begins. That's where the process of restoration, recovery actually happens, where we're willing to expose, like lay bare, put it out there, be open, honest, real, and vulnerable about what's actually going on. And it starts with the leaders. That's the crazy. We haven't started Celebrate Recovery.
Yep.
It's the leader training. This is what we're talking about. We're talking about leaders in there who are working through identifying what's actually going on in their life. Well, thanks for the interview. Love it. I love that phrase. I'm going to give you full credit for it. We're decriminalizing. How's it go?
Addictive behavior.
Addictive behavior.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay to not be okay.
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.